Well, it is hard to get by these days without at least one credit card, and a lot of Canadians have more than one. A whopping total of 64 million credit cards are in circulation. Well, add to that the debit card that we use to buy everything from candy to cars. Most of us are using plastic more often than cash. But a Canadian senator says the convenience comes with a cost, with exorbitant interest rates and rising fees for consumers and businesses. Senator Pierrette Ringuet is calling for a probe into the country's credit and debit card systems. I reached her in Ottawa on Friday. Good morning, Senator Ringuet.
Good morning.
What are some of the problems you see in the way credit cards and debit cards are promoted and used in our country?
Well, first of all, I think that most citizens will recognize that there's huge marketing from the credit card issuer in enticing consumers to use credit cards and mostly to use premium credit cards. That when consumers use those premium credit card, it's an additional unknown cost for the business community.
Just explain what you mean by premium credit card.
Well, for instance, if you have a credit card that gives you some kind of point or bonus, they are referred to premium cards. On average, the business community will have to pay the credit card issuer 2% of the purchase that you make. If you use a premium card, then it will be a lot more cost. For instance, it could go up to 3, and rumors are that that rate is going to increase. Now, you have to bear in mind that Visa and MasterCard hold 80% of the credit card market in Canada. And therefore, the business community is almost, if they want to sell, the use of credit card and debit card is certainly a means for them to enable sales. However, that being said, if you look at, for instance, an average additional cost to the business community of 3%, at the end of the day, that 3% is for many their livelihood to stay in business. I've looked at different countries what they've done. And Australia, for example, in 5 years ago, have legislated the maximum interchange rate, and the interchange rate is just what I've been talking about. So, for instance, right now it in Australia, for the use for the business community, it's 0.45%, whereas on average in Canada it's 3%. So you have 2.5% additional cost for the Canadian business community to do business.
Well, what about on the consumer side of things? How much are we paying in interest rates on credit cards?
Well, in regards to the two major credit card issuers, for instance, Toronto Dominion Bank issued a press release a few weeks ago saying that the rate was going to go up to 24.75%. On average in Canada, we're looking at 19.5%. Now, that is a huge interest rate when we know that currently the Bank of Canada interest rate is 2.25, and you'll have commercial loans that will average 8 to 9%. So it's more than double what should be the acceptable rate of interest for consumers.
And most of us don't even realize that the rates may be going up.
That's right. Now, another interesting aspect, and I think it's even more interesting for the Newfoundland Labrador community, because on a per capita basis, Newfoundlander invest and give more to nonprofit charities than anyone else in the entire country. Now, for instance, right now in Canada, Visa and MasterCard are charging the nonprofit charitable organization, 1.5% of any charity donation that is given through a credit card. Whereas in Australia, where the same Visa and MasterCard are charging zero.
Your release mentions the possibility that Interact may be looking to abandon its not-for-profit mandate. What's significant about that?
Well, that's very significant because right now with the Competition Bureau and for the last few years, Interact as a non-profit status to provide the debit card service to consumers and to the business community. My investigation indicates that they have been in discussion with Canada Competition Bureau to have it removed from being a non-profit organization, move to a profit organization. Now, we know also that on average right now, Interact charges the business community 12 cents for every transaction with through Interact, and that is notwithstanding what they charge the consumers to hold and interact and to do a transaction. So you can just imagine that if the nonprofit status is removed from Interact, you are going to see phenomenal increases both for the business community and for consumers of this payment medium.
Now, you have tabled a motion in the Senate asking that a Senate committee be allowed to look into all of this. What's happening with your request?
Well, since yesterday at noon, everything on the order paper in both houses, both in the House of Commons and the Senate, has been dissolved. So basically, I have to restart the process of putting forth the motion and giving the speech and requesting the Senate to refer my motion to the Senate Banking and Commerce Committee when we hopefully resume Parliament on January 26.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your call. I truly appreciate that people and the business community know that the Liberal senators are listening to their concerns.
Pierrette Ringette is a senator from New Brunswick. She is calling for a probe into the country's credit and debit card systems.